This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In Lansing, lobbyists, big business, and small caregivers are jockeying to influence rules for growing and dispensing medical marijuana. At the same time, lawmakers are considering beating voters to the punch by approving recreational marijuana in a way that could be very business-friendly. MLI published a couple of reports on those issues this week. It was joint reporting by MLive's Emily Lawler and Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, which is a watchdog group looking into money and influence in politics. Hey, guys, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with the medical marijuana. The state's trying to come up with rules to regulate growing and dispensing cannabis. What's the concern?
There are a lot of concerns. The biggest question right now is who gets to do it, I would say. So the Medical Marijuana Licensing Board has been set up for this purpose. But at the same time, the department's kind of coming up with some rules. There's a Bureau for Medical Marijuana now. And a lot of people are asking who's going to be allowed to participate in this industry.
Yeah, this industry has been valued at more than $800 million. And depending on how state regulators draw up these rules, they could shift this industry to benefit a certain segment of those looking to get into it and maybe keep another segment of people out of it. I mean, these rules that they're creating are extremely important in determining who's going to benefit from this ultimately.
So you guys found that some of the state employees responsible for writing the regulations for medical marijuana have been meeting with some big players in the business, gone out to lunch with lobbyists, given private presentation to lobbyist groups. How normal is that?
You know, it's hard to say because this is a completely new area of regulation. A lot of what I've covered are changes to existing regulations. Obviously, we've had liquor laws since Prohibition, for instance, or since that ended. this is a completely new area. And a lot of what the department, the case that they make for all these meetings, is that they had to get up to speed on this issue, didn't have a lot of institutional knowledge in the area of medical marijuana.
Are there any ethical guidelines when lower-level state employees are not only being influenced but seeking to be influenced by the groups that are subject of the rules and regulations?
Yeah, so most of the state regulators that are involved in crafting the rules for medical marijuana fall outside of our lobbying disclosure rules, so they're not technically lobbyable officials under our state laws. So if someone does take them out to lunch or does something else with them, the lobby laws do not apply to them because they're not officially lobbyable. That status applies to the highest ranking state officials and elected state lawmakers.
And one of the things that we've found interesting throughout this project is obviously it was in the legislature. You think about the lobby laws when you think about the legislators, but where this is playing out right now is really in the bureaucratic agency and also in tiny local communities, townships across the state kind of being asked to allow these medical marijuana facilities and being lobbied as well.
You know, let's be clear, legislators often invite lobbyists to help craft legislation, help the legislative services craft legislation. Is this any different, except that there aren't as many lobbyist rules to be worried about?
I mean, I think it's very different for a couple of reasons. One, because the lobbying laws don't apply to a lot of the lobbying that's going on, we don't know who are the companies that are talking with state regulators. I mean, we FOIA'd for more than 100 emails between state employees and registered lobbyists that are representing kind of mystery clients. And in these emails, it's even unclear who the businesses are. The lobbyists aren't often listing the businesses in the emails. And these businesses don't necessarily have to register because they're not officially lobbying lobbyable officials. Another thing that I think is important about this is the board that is going to be licensing medical marijuana businesses has been having a series of public meetings. So there's been this public discussion that's been going on between people who are interested in this, and board members and state regulators are there to listen in on this. But kind of behind the scenes to that, what we found is that lobbyists and others looking to influence this have been given a different channel to kind of respond to surveys about potential rules that a member of the public may not necessarily have access to.
So who gets harmed in a situation like this?
You know, I think that a lot of the people we heard from and a lot of the people we talked to for the article were caregivers who, have put a lot of time, effort, research into learning how to grow medical marijuana and now feel like they're going to be boxed out of the industry. For a small-time caregiver right now, they might not have the proposed $150,000 in capital requirement for the smallest growing license. So you're kind of putting the state in a position where the people who have the expertise may not necessarily necessarily have the capital, and they may not be the people who get licenses to provide medical marijuana going forward.
Let's move on to lawmakers making recreational marijuana legal before voters can approve a referendum. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of something we stumbled across a little tangential to our main story here, but thought it fit into the package. You know, obviously, on the administrative end, the medical end, we're talking about things being made more business friendly and the kind of treatment that businesses have gotten. You know, there's a potential for some similar things to happen on the recreational end. There's obviously a pretty strong recreational marijuana legalization ballot proposal circulating right now. That might not be what businesses want in this state, and you know, there's possibility for some kind of end around.
Why do legislators believe it would be better to address this legalization of pot before the voters do? I mean, they can always tweak it after the fact, or they just want to make sure that it's so restrictive that we really don't have recreational marijuana. What is it?
I think the concern is from a small group of lawmakers who feel that the ballot proposal that is in the works currently, and that's gaining quite a bit of steam, apparently, they feel like it is a little too up in the air. It might be hard for law enforcement, and it might not bring the type of marijuana industry that they would like to see. And I think some lawmakers want to make the ultimate regulations for recreational marijuana more big business friendly, perhaps more law enforcement friendly. And that group of lawmakers is, you know, I think in the early stages of looking into possibly coming up with some type of alternative as a way to maybe combat what is in the ballot proposal.
And I will say there's kind of some precedent for this. Something similar happened when the minimum wage raise proposal was gaining some steam and the legislature went ahead and did it themselves.
I want to know what legislator who might be in a conservative district is going to introduce approving laws to make recreational marijuana legal.
I think that's definitely the challenge that the people looking into this have had, is finding the right group of lawmakers to come forward with this legislation. However, I think a lot of, you know, libertarian-leaning Republicans would tell you that there are some viewpoints changing on this. There have been Republicans in the legislature who have been really supportive of medical marijuana. And I think, you know, as the years pass, there will probably be more who are speaking out about recreational marijuana.
Well, are they going to do this before the referendum actually gets put on the ballot?
I mean, that's a question. I think I quoted a former representative, Mike Calton. I asked him if he had to have a pretty strong Republican to do this, and he said, you have to be crazy. So, you know, whether it actually comes up, I think, is a big question, but it's just kind of interesting that it's floating out there at this point.
Emily Lawler is with MLive, and Craig Mauger is with Michigan Campaign Finance Network. We've been talking about a couple of reports they co-wrote this week on regulating marijuana in Michigan. Hey, thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.